Ooh, I'm so late for class.
Shh, don't react.
Jade, what are you doing in my locker?
I said not to react. Is Vance out there?
No, everyone's in class. I just came back from my book.
Good. Here's your sandwich.
This is a crust.
Yeah, I don't like crusts.
Jay, come out of there.
Whew, it's definitely tighter in there than it was last year.
Why are you hiding in my locker?
Well, see, it's kind of involved.
What?
There's this woman at the retirement home, Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, I know Mrs. Wilson.
Here's the thing. I need to buy a jewelry box that plays something called Claire's Loony or something.
I assume you mean Claire de Lune?
That's it.
It's an odd thing to look for.
Which is why you're the perfect person to buy it.
Funny.
No, I mean, I know where it is. J&J Antiques has one. What are the chances? So if I give you the money, I really, 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 really...
Jay?
Ah, now I've lost track of my reallys. Really, really, really need you to buy it for me. For her.
Why not do it yourself?
A lot of the guys live near J&J Antiques, and if they found out I was buying something like this, I'd, you know, never hear the end of it. Here, go buy it for me, and I'll do something nice for you. Like, not talk to you for a month.
I don't know if that's enough.
2 months, then.
I mean the money. How much will it cost?
Okay, here. That's all I have.
Wait, Jay, why are you doing this?
I just, you know, wanted to get something for her.
But it sounds like you're being nice. And that makes me very suspicious.
Look, Olivia, all I want is a little bit of help. Buy the box after school, and then meet me at the retirement home. I'll be hiding out in the azalea bushes. Look for the guy with the eye patch, okay? Okay.
Did I say yes?
Olivia!
Psst. Jay, is that you?
You see anybody else around here with an eye patch? Did you get it?
Yes. Look, isn't it beautiful?
I guess. So long as it plays Claire to what's-a-tune, I'm happy.
It does. Listen.
That's the song? Pardon me while I yawn.
Jay, it's pretty.
Whatever. Okay, I'll take it from here.
Hey, Jay!
Oh, no. Take the box back.
What?
I thought that was you. Yeah. What'd you do to your eye?
A freak spitball accident.
Huh. What are you doing here, Olivia?
I kind of have no idea.
What's in the box?
Nothing.
It's a very nice music box for Mrs. Wilson.
A music box for Mrs. Wilson, huh? What made you decide to do that?
Well, actually, I'm not doing it. It's Jay's gift.
Thanks, Olivia.
Oh, it's Jay's gift, Jay. Jay, what are you up to?
It's a gift. That's all. Let's just forget the whole thing, okay?
Forget it? Well, after all the trouble I went to? No. I want to see Mrs. Wilson get this gift. Look, I'm taking this gift in and telling her it's from you. Come with me or not, it's your choice.
Hey, if anyone's going in, we're all going in. I'm not giving up my part of the take.
Take?
Okay. Olivia, you go on in and have some Jell-O. I just need to chat with Vance for a second.
All right. Fine.
You weren't gonna just stroll in there without giving me my cut now, were you, Jay?
No. Look, Vance, what do you say we just stop with the taking money side of things? I got a feeling this could go bad for us really quick.
Not a chance. I'm not about to give up on this.
So, we keep squeezing Mrs. Wilson till I get caught. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well then, lead on.
Okay, you can't keep it down. This isn't a rock concert, you know?
Sorry, Mrs. Kramer. We're here to see Mrs. Wilson.
Yeah, Jay has a gift for her.
Really? What is it?
It's a music box. See?
An antique music box. Well, I can't wait to see her reaction.
Wait a minute. It's getting a little crowded.
Mind your manners, young man.
Shall we go in, guys?
Now, what I was saying is, why don't you ladies wait out here until Jay and I give her the gift, and then when we're done, you can come on in.
You know what, Vance? I'm with them. The more, the merrier.
Jay.
Let's go.
Excuse me, Mrs. Wilson. Oh, hi there, Whit. I'm sorry to barge in.
Oh, that's all right. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
And Jay.
Hi.
And Vance. Yeah. Oh, come on in.
I didn't know you were friends with Mrs. Wilson, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, well, Helen used to teach in the same school as I did. What are you all doing here?
It's like a party.
Go on, kids. You know, your little surprise.
Surprise?
What's going on, Humphrey?
It's Jay, remember? Not Humphrey.
He brought a gift.
Oh, how thoughtful. You're always bringing me something.
Really? Well, that's very nice of you, Jay.
It's nothing, really.
What is it, dear?
I'm not very good at this sort of thing, but here.
Open it, honey. We all want to get a gander at this thing.
Oh, that is so sweet.
My.
It's a jewelry box for your earrings.
It's beautiful. Oh, and it plays Claire de Lune.
Mm.
Well, you know, I used to have a jewelry box just like this.
Yeah, you told me. Remember?
Did I? Well, thank you, dear. It's so...
Now, I told you about the crying thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Me either.
Okay, well, that's done. Let's go.
Hold it. Maybe you should get your purse now, Mrs. Wilson.
Oh, of course. You're right. Let me give you a little something.
What?
Huh?
No, he doesn't want money. See, it's a gift, sweetheart.
Yes.
Oh, don't be silly. I always give the boys a little something. And since you and Teddy brought this gift, we'll make it a special amount. $50.
That'll be fine.
$50?
It's higher than usual, but this is special.
Wait, Mrs. Wilson, have you been giving Jay and Vance money for coming here?
Of course.
Just what is going on here? You boys have been taking money?
Well, yeah.
Jay?
I don't mind helping him out a little. He's a good boy, my Humphrey. Oh. I'm not so sure about Teddy, though.
Let's take this into the hall. Helen, we'll be right back.
Oh, but what about my party?
Listen to Claire de Lune. We'll be back in a few moments. Ooh. Out, everyone.
I can't believe you, Jay.
You little con artist. And here I thought you were different.
Huh? Did I ever say I was different?
Nobody takes money from the residents. It's just a given.
Well, if they're giving it to me, then I'm not a giving it back.
Oh, Jay. Thanks, kid. You just restored my lack of faith in humanity.
I think we should give both your parents a call and get this sorted out. Hello, Jay. Can I get you something?
Soda, please.
You have paint in your hair.
Yeah, well, repainting the Odyssey retirement home is a messy business. Especially when Vance keeps flicking his brush at me. Ugh, my aching back.
Well, here's your soda.
Thanks.
You know, I was talking to Helen, Mrs. Wilson, about your visits. She told me a few interesting things.
The goldfish incident when she was six?
Oh, yeah, she tells me that story every time I visit her. But that's not what I was referring to. She did tell me that you had asked her not to give you any more money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I found that a little surprising.
Not as surprised as I was when I said it.
Some of the people in these retirement homes get very lonely, and she appreciated your visits more than you know.
Yeah, she gave me that impression. Too bad the real Humphrey never shows up.
Is that compassion I hear in your voice?
I don't know. But whatever you do, don't spread that kind of stuff around. Being a good guy can be dangerous.
I don't know about that.
Thanks for the drink, Mr. Whitaker.
Sure.
Oh, and could you do me a favor?
What's that?
Since I'm banned from going into the retirement home till I'm old enough to move in, could you give this to Mrs. Wilson the next time you visit her?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
It's just a silly greeting card.
Oh?
Yeah, you know. Something she can put on her bedside table.
The Bible reminds us over and over how much God values justice. Psalm 9:16 says, "The Lord is known by his acts of justice, but the wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands." It was wrong of Jay to take Mrs. Wilson's money, and things got worse when Vance forced him to keep on cheating her. Jay didn't want to and felt guilty because of it. Eventually, he made the right choice, and even though he was punished for his bad deeds, it was a small price to pay for the peace that comes with a clean conscience. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Mistaken for Good was written and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Christopher Deal. Our cast included Whit Hertford as Jay, Jason Marsden as Vance, Linda Porter as Mrs. Wilson, and Kelly Stables as Olivia, along with Mitzi McCall and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.